The following is a guest column from Danielle Houston, the Projects and Grants Coordinator with the Couchiching Conservancy. My first expedition with the Couchiching Conservancy is one I will remember for a long time. I joined conservation biologist Toby Rowland, youth stewardship coordinator Alicia Henry and community science volunteers Maura Fenning and Paul Robinson for reptile surveys. Our goal was to observe as many species as possible while also focusing on covering as much space as we could. This trip fulfilled a childhood dream of immersing myself in the world of conservation. The day started with reviewing a list of snakes and turtles we could potentially find. It was a great opportunity to learn about species at risk and gain insight into a wetlands ecosystem. We geared up in our water waders and layered clothing, preparing to enter the wetland, my first time experiencing bogs and alder. To give more context, I initially thought we were going only for turtle surveys, but I soon discovered it was much more than that. That day, I was about to conquer my fear of snakes. Forming a line from the forest to the bog, we moved steadily yet slowly, scanning for any trace of wildlife, other than the moose tracks we found making their way through the alder thickets. Suddenly, there was movement. Pulling out the binoculars and trying not to make any noise, Paul and I waited patiently to see if the creature would resurface. Then, a little head emerged. With excitement and adrenaline rising within me, I firmly said, "I see a turtle." Toby came over and observed what had just appeared in front of us, informing me it was actually a frog. Nevertheless, it was a success. Already, so early into it, we spotted an amphibian. It was important for us to scan both front and back, moving slowly as we progressed through the bog and marshy vernal pool. Toby pointed out spotted salamander eggs, another first-time encounter for me. It was fascinating to see these white yet transparent blobs nestled under the vernal pool. On our way back, Toby found a garter snake blending in within the thickets. Moments later, Alicia spotted a baby garter snake with a bright green pattern camouflaged among the leaves. The memorable moment of the day was when we stumbled upon a rattlesnake. Keep in mind, I am scared of snakes. While focused on scanning the area, a unique pattern caught my eye. Intrigued, I followed the pattern only to be met with the intense gaze of dark vertical eyes staring back at me. I called out to Alicia, "I found a snake. It's big." We sat there, captivated by the patterns and the tongue movements of the eastern Massasauga rattlesnake. Minutes passed, yet the snake remained silent, dispelling the misconception of their inherently aggressive nature. Spotting the rattlesnake was truly rewarding, considering they are a species at risk. Understanding the species at risk inhabiting our nature reserves helps us make more informed decisions on how to protect them. With each passing moment, my fear gradually subsided, replaced by a sense of awe and respect for this remarkable creature. We knew the importance of not distressing the snake any further, so with one last look, we withdrew from our kneeling positions on the damp grass and resumed our search for other species in the area. As the day drew to a close, we captured memories of our adventure, both in photographs and in our hearts. From climbing rocks in search of reptiles to savoring the taste of wintergreen plants, each moment was a testament to the beauty and resilience of the natural world. We ended the day by interviewing Maura. Check out the YouTube video to hear about her experience. What a special day it was, and for someone who was terrified of snakes, it was amazing. If you would like to learn more, take a look at our volunteer webpage. If you would like to receive monthly updates about what we are doing, and opportunities to get involved, sign up for our newsletter by clicking here. Danielle Houston is the Projects and Grants Coordinator with the Couchiching Conservancy.